9/29/22. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Gulf Coast of Florida. Complete annihilation. So sad.
I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Likely you are unable to get a hold of friends and family in that area. Power still out for millions of people on that Gulf Coast.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
September 29th, 2022, we are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Complete annihilation in that Fort Myers Beach area. Fort Myers, Captiva may have been wiped completely off the map. The causeway, the only way over to Sanibel Island, collapsed. 70 choppers from the federal government are down there. Hundreds of people presumed dead. Many more are even missing. Buildings just swept away. Sharks yesterday were swimming in the front yards of people's homes as they were flooded to the ceiling. Cars just floating away in parking lots. Our prayers are with those people. That recovery effort is going to be long, and it's going to be difficult and emotional and traumatic. Man. An historic storm in that area. When vaccines were first introduced, they at least had the defense of being aimed at deadly diseases that the public was desperate to get rid of. Smallpox, for example, used to kill 1 in 10 newborns in Europe and was the single most common cause of death. Polio used to paralyze thousands of children every year. So we can understand why the public was open to taking vaccines against those diseases. But in the past few decades, there's been this incredibly aggressive push for people to get countless vaccines and boosters against diseases that are not deadly at all. That's why we have teenagers getting COVID shots and flu vaccines every year. Then there's the diseases that people are at zero risk of even getting. The HPV vaccine Gardasil is like that. If you only have one partner or none, your chances of getting HPV are exactly zero. But that's the exact reason why our fake government and fake health authorities have been extremely eager to promote that vaccine, because they want to normalize sexual promiscuity and because they want to maximize the number of vaccines that people get to enrich the corporate government big pharma crime syndicate. When she was just 20 years old, Rochelle Wilson got the Gardasil vaccine against HPV. It turned out to be one of the worst mistakes of her life. Rochelle believes that her family has a genetic vulnerability to vaccine injuries, and whether that's true or not, this vaccine definitely injured Rochelle. It damaged her neurological health, causing her memory and comprehension problems that persist to this day. Rochelle says that it's like her brain will just randomly turn off for a few moments every now and then. Unimaginable. Scary. Rochelle got that vaccine 10 years ago, and she's still living with the consequences. Silver lining here. The good news is when the COVID shots did come along, Rochelle was ready. She knew that these shots were a trap and not to be trusted. Rochelle tried to protect her family members by collecting vaccine information and sending it to them, but sadly, it didn't work. Probably like a lot of you tried to do for your family, myself included. So Rochelle's mother and grandmother both got the injections anyways. Tragically, almost immediately after her second shot, Rochelle's grandmother suffered a wave of small strokes. As we have reported on, is being caused by these shots over and over again. Her grandmother lost the ability to speak. Then a few weeks later, she died. Doctors said the death was just old age, of course, and refused to investigate it at all because they're part of the cult. Rochelle's mother was only slightly luckier. Almost immediately after her second shot, she began feeling the worst pain that she has ever felt in her life. And this is from a woman who survived breast cancer and liver failure. She said it was like a ripping or tearing sensation throughout her entire body. Well, it turns out that thanks to the shot, she has now developed an autoimmune disease that attacked her own muscles and tendons. Her spinal discs are deteriorating and rupturing. Her shoulder is torn because her tendons fell apart. She needed emergency surgery on her thumb after it basically exploded. All of this thanks to just two little Moderna jabs. Obviously, Rochelle's mother believes her daughter now, but sadly, it's too late to undo the damage that's been done. But Rochelle is trying to be forward-thinking. She's looking to complete a degree in genetic studies, but things are coming full circle in a twisted way. All of these schools now say that they will not let her graduate unless she gets the COVID shot. This despite the fact that she's already been severely injured by a vaccine, despite the fact that her grandmother was killed by this COVID shot, and her mother was maimed by the bioweapon. In all likelihood, this shot will be poison for Rochelle, but these schools don't care. They only care about worshiping the false god of the vaccine. Rochelle Wilson joins us now. Rochelle, thank you so much for coming. We're just incredibly sorry about what's happened to your family.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I just really appreciate the opportunity to do my part and talk about what happened.
So you were injured by the HPV shot. Your grandmother, tragically, it sounds like, was killed by the COVID-19 bioweapon injection, which we don't call them side effects or adverse events. These are intended consequences. Your mom didn't listen to you, just like my father didn't listen to me. And now both your mom and my father are suffering these systemic reactions through the entire body. Why do you feel like it is that this is such a religious sacrament that people are so scared to speak out against these shots when clearly right before our eyes, the evidence, the data is there?
Well, I've been actually questioning this concept for a very long time now, because ever since I was seriously injured by the medical system, and I'll say it wasn't just the Gardasil vaccine that injured me. It was a trail of other pharmaceuticals that were used to treat the injuries that were caused by the Gardasil. And I've also had other surgeries that injured me as well. So what I've learned from studying this religious adherence to the medical system's narrative is that it operates as if it's a religion. This evidence, I call it the religion of evidence-based medicine, because the way that people are approaching rationality is just not even scientific anymore. It's not rational. It's like ignoring all reasoning and gaslighting yourself, gaslighting what you're seeing with your very own eyes due to the religious nature of belief of this cult, which I call the cult of Western medicine. And so I was born into this cult because my family members are all within the cult of Western medicine. And it wasn't until I was injured, unfortunately, that I started to really wake up and see the lies of the entire allopathic medical field. And so I think that with the amount of investment that people put into their careers, into having a medical training. So my mother was a emergency room nurse and my father is still a practicing physician. They put so much investment of their entire identity into this. It's more than a career. It is a cult, I would say. It's like a religious practice to them, because it entails like their entire identity. And so it is so impossible sometimes for them to wake up to see the lies that we are being told by the pharmaceutical companies.
This is really brilliant, because this was a major psychological operation. And just hearing what you're saying, I mean, you're hitting the nail right on the head here. This cult can't go away from this narrative, because these people are personally responsible for injecting millions of people, hundreds of millions around the globe. And they can't admit to themselves that they may be part of something that is diabolical or cynical. And then you have those that don't even work inside of the cult, but have been brought inside of it as victims, who have now been injected with this thing. And we are being told to not believe what our eyes are seeing, not believe what our ears are hearing, not believe the data and the studies and the objective factual information that's out there. And then the fear emotion. Could I have been injected with something that ultimately is going to kill me within 3 to 5 years? Could I have been injected with something that's going to affect my family for 4 generations, causing infertility? Could I have been injected with something that's going to completely rip apart my immune system, making me chronically ill as I watch my own body deteriorate? No, that can't be true. I don't want to see that. I'm putting the blinders on. La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Do you think that that's part of it?
Yeah, I think that that is a big part of it. And I also think that I think most people, including doctors and nurses, the grand majority, they really do go into medicine with the best of intentions. And I think that these are good, caring people who generally want to help others. And I think that the idea that the establishment that they've sworn allegiance to could potentially be participating in something so corrupt and dishonest and quite frankly evil, I don't think that their minds are able to expand to allow that reality in, because I think it's just too, it's too difficult to comprehend on some level. And unless and until it's happened to you or to somebody very close to you, it can be something that is very difficult to understand. And I think that all of us who have been injured by pharmaceuticals or vaccines, we've been made out to be just crazy, like conspiracy theorists and people who have lost our mind. And there's so much intentional gaslighting that I have been enduring for the past 10 years since my injuries. And it's like the medical system has intentionally woven in this model of purposeful gaslighting. And I think that that's what the psychiatric establishment was designed for, is primarily to gaslight people, because that is what my neurological injuries have been labeled as, is psychiatric issues, which I know it is so much more than that, because I know of the effects of the neurological injury that is very chemical and very physical.
You have Maddie DeGaray, a very young girl, participated in the trial. Worst decision ever. She's now bound to a wheelchair, has to eat through a tube. And she's being told that she's like an insane hysteric, that this is all psychological for her. And this is not just limited to the medical industrial complex. Look, we've been raised to, hey, that guy's wearing a white lab coat. He's a doctor. Trust him. Right. He has your best interests in mind. He cares about your health. There's a cop. He's wearing a badge. He's there to protect you. Oh, there's the feds. There's the FBI. They're hunting down real criminals to avoid me being victimized. No, all of this we now learn is completely fake. But now this is expanding into our post-educational systems, major universities and colleges, medical schools around the country. I've mentioned that there were medical students who were, quote, traumatized by the fact that their professor was telling them about the dangers and the deadly effects of these shots that, by the way, are record smashing. And the CDC monitored vaccine events reporting system, which is grossly underreported, has a record smashing number of injuries and deaths in it. Now you're being told that your degree in genetic studies, you're not going to be allowed to get that. Your school says they won't let you graduate unless you get this COVID shot. What are you going to do?
Well, so just a quick clarification is that I graduated with a degree in general biology. And then after that, I went on to do a post-bac program at UC Berkeley, which is one of the top biomedical schools in the country. And so that was kind of a program that was designed to prepare me for graduate school. So I'm not actually in any graduate program right now, but my plan was to enroll in an online like hybrid genetic counseling program. And so I contacted all of the schools last year in an attempt to prepare for my applications. And I said, hey, I'm just wondering what the vaccine exemption policies are. I have this situation that I'm genetically susceptible to a very bad adverse event from these vaccines. And I was just wondering what that might look like if I were to apply, and would I be able to graduate? And what they basically told me was that the clinical site rotations require vaccinations for everybody attending the program. So even though the program's 95% online with just a few clinical rotations during the two-year program, they are still requiring for those clinical site rotations that the people are vaccinated. And so I said, well, this is my situation. I can't be vaccinated. I could die like my grandmother. I could get a really bad autoimmune condition like my mom. I've already had bad adverse effects from vaccines in the past. And they said, we can try to accommodate you, but we cannot guarantee that you would be able to graduate. And so to me, this is like pure discrimination, because there's no way on earth that I'm going to start a two-year program that's full-time, requiring all of my time and dedication, tens of thousands of dollars, and then at the end being told that I am not even guaranteed the opportunity to graduate after that. It's just not something that I have the time or finances to be able to do. So I told them that this is discrimination, and that, you know, as somebody who is a woman of color, like I've never felt this discriminated against. as I do in this situation. And it's just so ironic because I'm very interested in the field of pharmacogenetics, which is just this emerging concept of like understanding how people's genetic diversity, how that can lead to precision medicine. And we might be able to find how certain people might be more reactive to certain pharmaceuticals in terms of adverse events or positive benefits. So this is kind of the emerging field of precision medicine. And I thought that this would be a really interesting field to enter. However, I find the irony that I'm not allowed to enter this program with a guarantee to graduate because of my genetic susceptibility to a severe adverse reaction.
Yeah, this is a religious sacrament for people now. And you should honor yourself for your bravery and stick-to-itiveness. No, don't. You're certainly not going to put more value on some sort of a degree or a piece of paper in exchange for your life. And nobody should do that. For what's happened to your family, we're incredibly sorry. And thank you so much for speaking out. We really appreciate it. God bless you. You know, I will just say that this is not just for people like Rochelle who should be worried about these shots or these endless vaccines and injections. I mean, look at the childhood schedule of what's coming out now. How many different shots these kids have to get as compared to just go back to the 1980s, for example. Then go take a look at our autism rate. Rochelle thinks that her family has a genetic response to these vaccines that's negative. But look, we're going to be around these people who have been vaccinated. There is no denying the explosive amounts of heart attacks that have happened in young people under 40. Israel's data is out. We're going to talk about that coming up on the program. But guess what? There is a silver lining. More and more people are starting to research how to combat these negative intended consequences like exploding hearts in 16-year-old people and professional athletes, people dying in the droves from these shots. There are treatments now emerging. We're going to talk about one of them coming up next as the Stu Peters Show continues. Go nowhere. My email box, stu@stupeters.com, is just inundated, exploding with emails that are just expressing thanks for me introducing you to the great people over at Goldco, helping them to protect their retirement savings. This is what you work hard for your entire life, and now it's just being ripped off, stolen, hundreds of billions of dollars being sent to Ukraine. The exploding pedophilia cabal. Dozens of bioweapons labs for a proxy war being fought against Russia. Did you vote on any of that? I don't remember a vote. Hyperinflation, criminal tax hikes, a full-blown recession. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. These people in my inbox, plus tens of thousands more, are being helped by Gold Co. to protect everything that they've ever worked hard for. Plus, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you mention Stu Peters and call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. All right, I got to show you this. Over the past couple of days, we have been exposing dog food. Yes, of all things on the Stu Peters program to expose, dog food is now one of them. So we've introduced you to Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Why? Well, because of a thing called meat meal. This is poison for your dogs. Your pets are part of the family. Oftentimes, we treat our pets better than we treat our own family. You wouldn't feed your dog spoiled meat, right? Well, that's what meat meal is, and it's in all of these dog foods, including the ones that claim to be healthy. Meat meal is spoiled meat from supermarkets and leftover scraps from packing plants. You wouldn't feed a member of your family spoiled meat. I mean, maybe your mother-in-law. But go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew, dogfoodexposed.com/stew. You'll find there all of these different brands of food that have this meat meal in them. What are the first four ingredients in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend? The first four ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Zero artificial preservatives, no additives, no fillers, no synthetic ingredients. Support your dog's youthful energy, easy digestion, and healthy lifespan. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Again, dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Welcome back. No country has embraced these mRNA shots as enthusiastically as Israel did. From the moment the shots were released, Israel was injecting everybody that it could. When the boosters came out, Israel had everyone get them immediately. Same for the second booster and the third booster. Pretty much no one was spared. So what happened? Well, according to a new scientific paper online, a lot happened. This paper is by two MIT professors and a professor at Israel's Ben-Gurion University. It's titled Increased Emergency Cardiovascular Events Among Under 40 Population in Israel During Vaccine Rollout and Third COVID-19 Wave. The subject of this paper is exactly what it says in the title. In 2021 in Israel, heart attacks for people under 40 were up 25% over 2019. And even if you didn't get these shots, you might still be at risk of damage due to vaccine shedding. So what can be done? Stanford Graham was with me in Idaho on Monday speaking before lawmakers. He says he has the solution. It's called Cardio Miracle. Take a look.
The ultimate in horror of the war was the corruption of language. I don't think we're too far from that point in the current war. The use of language is now a form of art on the part of the opposition. They use it very, very significantly. Just the word, if you would try to calculate the cost of the population buying into the word vaccine over the last 2.5 years, or the verb to vaccinate, or the word immunity, or even the word pandemic. These have all been used very strategically for purposes of engaging in war, but not public health.
Well, now there's a peer-reviewed article in one of the most highly respected medical journals in the world. It says a whole lot. We want to learn more about that. To that end, Stanford Graham joins us now. Stanford, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Very good to be with you, Stu.
So on Monday, you and I were in Idaho testifying before lawmakers and vaccine-injured people. We spoke with Richard Hirschman, who's an embalmer. He showed us vials of these huge white fibrous clots. The victims had no idea that these clots existed. Ernesto Ramirez, 16 years old, died. His autopsy revealed that his heart was swollen to twice the size of a normal heart. Every day was normal to him. He had no symptoms. He felt like a normal kid until he just dropped dead, tragically. Cardio Miracle is helping with this. You have a peer-reviewed paper now that talks about your product. What does it say?
Peer-reviewed article, Stu, is in Nutrition, Frontier Nutrition Journal, which is perhaps in the top three cited journals for nutrition research, published just last month, August 15, 2022. The conclusion is, based on the in silico research that we've done at Cardio Miracle, that this spike protein, this bioweapon, is actually turning blood into an inflammatory agent. Not that cells outside the blood compartment are inflamed, but the blood itself.
The blood itself is inflamed. Well, we've seen pictures and videos from Hirschman as well, showing that this blood is actually dirty. He had these on his cell phone. He didn't want to send them out because these are patients, you know, cadavers, dead people, whatever. They have families. He didn't want to give them to me. But I witnessed them, and there are images and videos of dirty blood.
That's correct. In fact, even what we refer to as the Sweden study. Sweden was the first European country to actually do work on cadavers to try to discover what in the world was going on as a function of at the time, what was unknown, this COVID-19 disease. Their conclusions to, hypothetically, they had to hypothesize the conclusion because they could not understand what they were seeing, which was ubiquitous blood clots throughout the system, a shutdown of blood to organs, major organs, small clots, large clots. Their conclusions, Stu, was that whatever this agent was attacking the endothelial cells of the cardiovascular, lymphatic, and hepatic systems. And that's exactly what's going on. We're finding that you can read it actually in David Martin's forensic patent research that these spike proteins that have been weaponized against us are designed to damage our cardiovascular system from the inside out.
There's no denying the fact that there is a massive explosion in cardio failure, enlarged hearts and clotting, people dropping dead, people at the peak of their physical condition. We see what's happening with professional athletes. And this is not just limited to people who received this injection of the bioweapon, but also shedding is a real thing. And people are experiencing this microclotting just from being around other people who have been inoculated.
Right. This is where Cardio Miracle steps in. It is a nutraceutical. It was the subject of the study on this article that has been published just within the last month. Here, the findings are these, Sue, that via in silico testing based on over 17 million scientific articles, of which the ingredient components of Cardio Miracle are based, there they found over 740 natural products occurring in the ingredient list and over 800 mechanisms of action. This nutraceutical product does some phenomenal things. They actually have discovered for the first time in the human biological system several feedback loops that nobody knew existed. The consequence is this. CardioMiracle induces the body, particularly our cardiovascular system, a monolayer of cells inside our blood vessels called the endothelium, the largest endocrine system organ, to produce a gas called nitric oxide. Nitric oxide was shown in 1998 via a Nobel Prize to maintain the flexibility of the blood vasculature, the hepatic vasculature, and the lymph vasculature. That means all of your capillaries and blood vessels, your entire lymph system, your hepatic system, but it includes obviously your liver. This is the ability of the body to intake and ingest nutrition, hydration, et cetera, as well as get rid of garbage. This endocrine system organ, the endothelium, is the direct target of the bioweapon. So as a consequence, you get these blood clots, you get blood shutting down to organs. What this publication demonstrates is that CardioMiracle creates a feedback loop where the production of long-term nitric oxide actually induces the body to release inert vitamin D from fat cells and hydrolyzes that inert vitamin D into the most potent form of vitamin D that the body can use. It turns your body into a vitamin D production facility. That vitamin D production, together with nitric oxide, heals the plasma wall of cells in your body, a process called caveolae-mediated endocytosis. It actually heals the walls of your endothelial cells that line your blood vasculature, your lymph vasculature. It prevents the creation, Stu, of blood clots. It prevents the adhesion of blood clots. Much of these blood clots, it's been shown in studies, are caused by the aggregation of platelets in the blood. This study shows that CardioMiracle prevents that aggregation, both of the platelets together as well as their adhesion to the blood vascular wall.
So would you go so far as to say that this is an actual treatment for people who've received this injection?
This article states that this nutraceutical can be used as a treatment for cardiovascular disease. It actually, Stu, says that this will intercept and cause the regression of atherosclerosis and other metabolic and biological diseases, including, and it's a quote, COVID-19.
Wow.
When you start healing the vascular cell walls, when you start healing the plasma wall of cells in your body, this is the other thing the study points out. Other things start happening, like down-regulation of massive macrophages that cause these cytokine storms from which people are dying as a consequence of the weaponization of this spike protein, including the downregulation of TGF-beta, TNF. These are massive, dangerous inflammatory macrophages, interleukin-1 and interleukin-6. All of these have been shown in this article to be downregulated in a very significant way, reducing the redox imbalance in the body by a nutraceutical stew with no harmful side effects. Moreover, it upregulates very healthy activity in the cells, including a process called autophagy, which is the process by which cells actually clean the garbage out and get rid of it.
You can find this stuff at highpowerheart.com. This is the thing that people have been waiting for. You know, everybody keeps asking, what do we do about this? And here it is. This is peer-reviewed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in a peer-reviewed journal, one of the highest respected peer-reviewed journals in the world, in existence. Stanford Graham, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It was great seeing you in Idaho on Monday as well. This is highpowerheart.com. Go to highpowerheart.com. Whether you are injected and now you have jab remorse, or if you've been around people We are inevitably forever going to be around people who are receiving these injections and booster after booster. And as this ramps up, even though COVID was fake to begin with, all based on a fake PCR test, the bioweapon is now among us and will be forever. You have to protect yourself and your children from this clotting. Do not be Ernest Ramirez burying your 16-year-old son who was otherwise at the peak of his physical condition. Do not be an athlete that's just practicing on the field. Unbeknownst to you, you have this microclotting or this major clotting happening inside of your body and you have no idea. Highpowerheart.com. Go there, do the research on your own. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. It's virtually impossible to get through life without dealing with some kind of pain. You get hit with a baseball, or you throw out your arm, or you have tennis elbow, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. What about people who have surgery? Post-surgery pain. But CBD can help with other things, even symptoms of Parkinson's, according to articles online. How about ADHD? Do you have a kid who suffers with ADHD? Big Pharma's trying to shove all these pills down our throats. Antipsychotics, antidepressants, neurotoxins that are killing the population. It's all by design. We know who these people are. CBD is a natural treatment for all of these things and a whole lot more. Do the research online. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Curable.com has partnered with the Stu Peters Show and is providing a 20% discount site-wide on all of their products. By the way, all of their products are sourced right here. The hemp is grown in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. Know where you're getting your CBD from. None of these weird things. And get 20% off just because you watch the program. Use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. Again, that's K-U-R-I-B-L, K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. Well, COVID is basically gone from Australia, gone from all of the West, gone from the entire planet. Never really existed. COVID has been fake from the beginning based on a fraudulent PCR test, but it's still an excuse for constantly escalating tyranny. New legislation in Western Australia will get rid of the temporary state of emergency, which there, of course, never was an emergency, that the state has been living under, but it will be replaced with permanently enhanced government powers. Permanent rule. This legislation will allow COVID officers to enter your home and seize your belongings without a warrant. It would allow for these officers to force people out of their homes and into a quarantine facility, or it would allow them to trap people in place indefinitely. Maria Z has been our correspondent from down under since almost the very beginning, and she joins us now on that and more developments. So the temporary state of emergency, which was unjustified and fake from the very beginning, is now going to be replaced. They're saying, nope, we're going to have permanent and complete control forever.
Yes, Stu, before I get into that, I just want to say that our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Florida right now with Hurricane Ian. We're thinking of you, we're watching closely, and we believe that God will be protecting these people and their safety. You're right. They are replacing what is temporary emergency powers, you know, this 3-month extension that we constantly saw of a state of emergency, with something, a bill that is supposed to last 2 years as it stands. And it's very interesting, Stu, because we keep hearing that we need to move on from the pandemic. That's what they keep telling us. The world needs to return to normal. In fact, just recently I covered this disgusting slander piece from the mainstream media here in Australia saying these anti-vaxxers are still protesting while the world is moving on. The anti-vaxxers are still protesting because they know that the tyranny is continuing. And just because the world thinks that we're done with this, the globalists are not. They will milk this for as long as they possibly can. And this legislation is the perfect example of that. It's called the Emergency Management Amendment, in brackets, Temporary COVID Provisions Bill of 2022. Why do we need a bill right now to manage a pandemic that's already done. Well, essentially, Stu, what they'll just do is simply replace it with the next pandemic that they plan, one of the five that they've told us, according to CSIRO and the contributors of the WHO and Bill Gates. What this bill allows, I have never seen language this alarming in Australia. And I know that almost every time I come on with you, Stu, I say, this is alarming. Well, this time it is the most alarming. It's far worse than what Dan Andrews did last year with his pandemic bill. It allows COVID officers, and it doesn't explain who these COVID officers are. They're just people that the chief health officer gives permission to do these things. The chief health officer, Andrew Robertson, who, by the way, has worked in a military capacity with the United Nations before. Surprise, surprise. It allows officers, these officers who have the same power as police, to enter your home, to break into your home. They don't need a warrant. They don't need evidence, paperwork as to why they're there. They can provide you with that several days later. They don't even need proof that you are a close contact. You can just be a suspected close contact in order to do all of this. They can take control of your property, seize anything that they want. It literally says take control of any other thing. And they can take you into a facility, unspecified facility, indefinitely and force you to submit to a medical procedure of their choosing. This is unbelievable, Stu, that we're introducing this at this point, and I cannot think of any other reason other than the fact that these camps, as you and I have spoken about many times, will be used for dissent.
Wow. They are crushing dissidents in Australia the same way the communists want to crush January 6ers here in the United States. They are crushing dissent in Australia and across the West right out in front of the wide open. We're watching the FBI go door to door, blasting flashbangs through glass entryway doors, going in and violently grabbing law-abiding citizens with previously no criminal convictions for the crime of preying on the steps of the Capitol. Yesterday, we talked to a police officer, a Marine Corps combat veteran, who had 12 red dots on his head, one accidental trip, and he would have been blasted by the FBI, who's there to take him to jail and threaten him with imprisonment over a Twitter post. And they told him explicitly, maybe this is a good time for you to stop tweeting against the government.
It's unbelievable. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, Stu. It's not just here that we're seeing these steps being taken. It's all over the world. You know, we saw a similar thing in the UK last year where someone was arrested because they offended someone with their post. This is what we've been warning about for some time. And Jacinda Ardern just went into a United Nations meeting talking about the fact that we're at war. They, the governments, are at war with the people. And this is in no uncertain terms what she was alluding to when she said the extremists and those that spread misinformation, for example, the climate change deniers, are the people that the governments are at war with. And I want people to really think about the fact that not one world leader sat in that room and opposed what she was saying or said, maybe it's a little bit extreme saying that we're at war with the population. No, they all cheered her on and they gave her a round of applause. One more thing I want to mention, Stu, which ties into all of this. Just earlier this month on Uncensored, most of the audience has already seen it, but I want to bring it up again. Monitoring of places of detention by the United Nations Subcommittee on Prevention of Torture, OPCAT Bill 2022, that was released on the 8th of September on Uncensored. That bill allows the United Nations to come into our quarantine camps and interrogate citizens, and they have the right to refuse citizens a support person. So this is supposed to be against protecting torture, yet they determine who's in that room with you. It is an interrogation room. I checked with a senator about my understanding of this WA bill. He said, no, you're absolutely right. That is what it is. There is no doubt in my mind, Stu, that they are setting everything up for the next round of pandemics or climate change deniers or whatever it may be. Jacinda Ardern and the United Nations agree the governments are at war with their people, us, the people that dare oppose them. This is serious stuff, and people better realize that action needs to be taken more so than before. When we were in lockdowns, people were motivated. They're not as motivated now. No, we need to be more motivated than ever because this is dangerous.
What kind of action exactly? I mean, people are looking for something that they can do.
Yes, they are. You're right. And there are a lot of people that are ready to mobilize still. And when I say mobilize, I mean peacefully. But the pressure that we were putting on politicians before, during the lockdowns, you know, emailing members of parliament, emailing senators, holding these people accountable, that is one thing that needs to keep happening. We need more lawyers involved. We saw one lawyer successfully take down the camps in New York. Where are all the other cases, you know, to do this? I'm sure that people would support those causes. This needs to stop. These camps and this type of legislation needs to have a stop put to it. And it's only with the pressure of the people that we will be able to achieve that, Stu. We have to keep pushing back.
Yeah, you're right. We featured that story here on the Stu Peters Show. One attorney in New York was able to take down all of these, well, let's just call them what they are, concentration camps, these quarantine camps for you and for me. And when Jacinda Ardern says that she is at war with the people, or that the governments are at war with the people, let's just be very clear about what that actually means. That means that totalitarians are at war with freedom and individual liberty. That means that if you want to take the opportunity to raise your kid, your children, in a manner that is consistent with your values, they will weaponize a government agency called CPS to come after you to make sure that your children are raised in accordance with the totalitarian regime. That means that if you want to protest peacefully a stolen fraudulent election, that the Gestapo, the secret police for that illegitimately installed regime, will come and they will hunt you down and they will break down your doors, and without due process, they will deny you an attorney and they will throw you in a gulag in DC for years without a trial or without charging you with any crime. That means that if you are the president of the United States and you are an outsider, that the national security apparatus and intelligence community will use illegal wiretaps to spy on you, and they will falsify documents taking pictures of some fake crime scene and publish them all over the internet. There are so many examples. This is a government totalitarian corporate crime syndicate big pharma partnership that is hell-bent on the destruction of Christianity and hell-bent on the destruction of individual liberty and freedom, and they will not stop until they are stopped. More of the Stu Peters Show continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. And yo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. Ayo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
You've heard me talk about Patriot's Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love, but nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. Well, just a few moments ago, we spoke with Maria Z about Australia's constantly escalating vaccine tyranny. The tyranny is not going away. As a matter of fact, the vast majority of the reporting on this program has been centered around tyranny. One of the people that's been fighting that tyranny since the very beginning is Christopher Key with Vaccine Police. That's vaccine-police.com, and he is the founder. He joins us now. So you remember, we met early on, and it was just mask tyranny. Before the vaccines were even really being mandated or pushed, you were taking on school boards all over the country, specifically one close to you, and you were successful. You said, I'm going to sue each and every one of you on this school board. I'm going to sue the school board and you as people individually, and quickly the mandate for those masks went away. You then made it your job to go around the country fighting this tyranny, and now the mainstream press can't even ignore what's happening with this tyranny as the vaccine push has become relentless, and now these intended consequences from the bioweapon jab are spreading all over the place and can no longer be ignored. What do you make of all of this truth that's coming out about these shots?
The truth will always make light. I mean, God will always show people the truth, Stu. And they just try to do a hit piece called Shadowland that had you in there and it had me in there. And it was showing everybody that this is not, I repeat, this is not a vaccine. This is a bioweapon. This is not a pandemic. This is a plandemic. And they're putting this out there on NBC Peacock. And the world is seeing the truth. You can't cover this up anymore. Their lies are coming to the surface. And right now, the vaccine police, you know, we're in Boynton, Florida. This hurricane that was created, okay? Did you hear what I said? I believe it was created. And if your listeners have not read the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, please, guys, go read this book. Go look this technology up. This is Tesla technology that the government's been using since the Vietnam War, and they're using frequencies in a very, very evil way, but we use them in a very, very good way, Stu, and we're doing amazing things here in Boynton, Florida, brother.
So we've talked a lot about frequencies, what with the 5G towers going up. Thank God that however Hurricane Ian was created, it destroyed a whole lot of those in Florida. But this is being combined with these shots, according to a lot of experts and scientists and researchers who see this self-assembling circuitry, nanobot technology that is communicating with things like wireless routers. We have actual video of this stuff occurring. We're not going to deny what we see right in front of our face like the press is. Why the constant push for the press to continue pushing this safe and effective narrative that's been factually blown completely out of the water?
It's simple. It's mass eugenics. They don't like us. They look at us as being useless feeders, and they want us dead, plain and simple. And they're coming for the children. That's why everybody out there, if you don't stand up for God's people, but more importantly, God's children, you're going to have a price to pay. It's time for we the people to get off our knees and start speaking up about this. And more people are waking up finally. And they're finally, you know, not wearing two masks and putting pantyhose on anymore. And hopefully they're not taking their fourth and fifth booster, Stu.
People are, by and large, starting to see what's going on here, I believe, and that this is just one big grift. But it's bigger than that. This is a big pharma corporate government crime syndicate of mass murder, depopulation, and eugenics that's happening. The sterilization of the West, essentially. The eradication of Christianity being replaced by worshiping the false god of the needle and the syringe. If you just look at the childhood vaccine schedules, I remember not too long ago, kids were getting roughly 6 or 8 shots at birth or shortly thereafter.
Now,
it's now up to 72 shots that kids will receive by the time they're 18 years old. This is an absolutely unprecedented attack that has been ramped up in a long game to depopulate the planet. And if you look at those that are actually involved with the major investments of these, they are the people like Bill Gates who, unashamed, unabashed, unafraid, right out in the wide open, will stand right in front of you in his stupid TED Talks and show you on his graph about the best way to depopulate the planet down to 500 million, which would mean exterminating, murdering 7.5 billion people like you.
And that's why this has to stop, Stu. It has to stop now. I mean, they are coming for all of us. And right now, guys, it's fall, okay? It's fall, and they're coming back with the flu shot. Please, God, do not take the flu shot. Don't give it to your children. And they're trying to get dogs now to take the flu shot, Stu. Build your immune system up. Do what God intended you to do to fight off all disease. Use our deer antler velvet. Again, anybody out there knows that if you want to stay young, if you want to stay beautiful, you want to do synthetic HGH. Any anti-aging doctor will tell you. But guys, it costs $4,000 a month. You know, me and Stu can't afford it. The average person can't.
No.
Well, they don't tell you, you inject it into your subcutaneous fat. Now, guys, when you do this, your liver transfers you to what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. And we have two deer farms in New Zealand, Dr. Rick Lentini does, where his deer, they have they grow almost an inch a day, Stu, an inch a day. And the reason why they grow so fast is because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's in the tip of the antlers, we've been able to freeze dry it out. Our scientists patented it. That gives your body 98% absorption. This is unheard of. But more importantly, we have the randomized studies to prove that if you do the 300,000, which you and I both do, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is how we take back our temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And that's what we're doing with the vaccine police. We take action, but more importantly, we give you guys solutions. And the deer antler velvet is the most amazing solution in the world. If you haven't got my pain chips, dude, if you haven't got the pain chips yet, this is what shows you this technology is real. If you can't come here to Boynton, Florida and get into our quantum energy beds that everybody's talking about, You need one of the chips, and it has the same technology of Rife and Tesla in there. And again, if you want this, all you have to do is send a text to 205-936-9803. We will take care of you guys so you can experience this. Please come see us here in Boynton, Florida. We're doing amazing things here. We ended up getting a second quantum energy bed now, Stu, and we're working with Hippocrates Wellness, one of the most well-renowned wellness centers in the country that's 30 minutes from here, that's on 50 acres, and they have hotel rooms for everybody to stay at. So come see us, Stu. When are you coming, brother?
I'm coming soon. People have been so indoctrinated over the longest period of time, Christopher, to trust people wearing white lab coats. They've been so programmed into this medical industrial complex way of thinking of mainstream healthcare that they have a hard time wrapping their heads around things that you're talking about. They go, oh, this Christopher Key guy is crazy. Then if you go Google your name, for example, you see all of these hit piece articles out there about you, making you out to be some wild conspiracy theorist. Naturopath stuff combined with things like this frequency eradication, like the pain chips that you're wearing, the things that go on the back of your cell phone, like I have, to eliminate the frequencies from, you know, being back and forth, the IGF-1 like you're talking about. I mean, go research IGF-1. As we age, the natural production of IGF-1 in our body decreases. This is publicly discoverable information. There's not a person who's a real health professional that can deny something that's naturally produced in your body that God intended for to be inside of your body. As you age, your body doesn't produce a whole lot of it. So we have to supplement that. This is the same reason why people supplement things like protein if they're working out. People supplement vitamins all the time. Why would you not supplement something that's naturally occurring in your body's function? That stuff can be found, by the way, where?
Vaccine-police.com. Stu, I'm headed, my next mission, we're headed north here to take water to all those that have been without water, without food, without electricity and whatnot. We got tarps, we're going down there. So the vaccine police is usually policing the CDC, the FDA, the AMA, but now we're going to go out and help people in North Florida. So if anybody needs help, please, or anybody wants to go with us with chainsaws and whatnot to help these people, they need help right now. And FEMA, I'm sure FEMA and the government's not going to do anything for these people because it's all about the money and it's all about them not taking care of anybody. It's all a facade. And guys, you need to watch Shadowland so you can see. They try to say that I'm all about money, Stu. I'm all about money. I made $666,000. And they made a point to put out the 666. And guys, the vaccine companies have made billions and billions of dollars, and they're making billions more by making you sick. Go and find the truth, guys, because again, the truth will make you free. And we're doing that here in Boynton, Florida. Call us up to make an appointment at 205-936-9803. We don't treat, prevent, or cure anything. All we do is have fellowship and frequency, and we give your body the energy so that the body can do what God intended it to do, which is heal itself from any and all things, guys. Again, there is no disease, in my opinion. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. When you make the cells communicate again, the disease goes away. It's very simple, guys. And the way to make the cells communicate, the chips, the bed, you give the body the nutrients it needs, the deer antler velvet. And the other thing I couldn't talk about anymore about detoxes, Stu, well, we can't talk about that product anymore. I'll go to jail. But glutathione now, we have IGF-1 with glutathione. Everybody knows glutathione is one of the best products in the world to detoxify. Go to vaccine-police.com, brother.
Vaccine-police.com. Christopher Key, thank you so much. You know, that's the thing. People are working really hard to try to discredit those of us who have been out here telling the truth. And Christopher mentioned Shadowland. Yes, I was featured in at least two of the most recent episodes of Shadowland. Most recently, they said that I appear to be angry and that platforms like mine appear to be angry. And they say that that's because anger is marketable. We're not here to get rich and famous. Since the very beginning, we have been here, and yes, dealing with righteous indignation. I do battle and argue with Jesus daily about my anger. If anybody sees what's actually happening out here to our kids, to our loved ones, to our grandparents, to our aunts and uncles, what's happening at our schools, and you're not pissed off, there is something genuinely wrong with you, and you should take a look in the mirror. It's not marketing. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. We'll be right back.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Getting the most out of your brain every day is incredibly important. It dictates how you perform as a parent or as a spouse or as an employee or as a business owner, an entrepreneur, an executive. This is really important. How do you deal with processing information? How do you push through distractions that are constantly throwing themselves at you? One way that you can help actually raise IQ and keep it there is through nootropics. Nootropics brain supplements from nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Go there to nootopia.com/Stu Peters, fill out the personal questionnaire, and then Nootopia will put together a custom package for you. Whether you need more creativity, more drive, more focus, more control, more aggression, whatever it might be, they will produce this custom Nootopia Nootropics brain supplement package for you. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, nootopia.com/Stu Peters.